Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 118. We're going to talk about television, games, and movies. My name's Joe.
I'm TJ.
I'm Chad.
I'm Dan.
Welcome to the show.
Like 5 minutes from shit.
You can't watch 5 minutes.
No, you know what? You weren't there. It was a conversation that me and God. Kyle had at Kyle's mom's.
I watched it. I said, we're going to talk about it.
It's bad.
It's not bad. Dude.
It's not movie of the year.
It's not good.
It's all right.
I think what's Noah about, Dan? How does it end?
Oh, he says to God, goes, you are the chosen one. Please, take my animals.
What's funny is you should know the story.
No, but I didn't know the story. At least the story that they tell in the movie, I didn't know.
As soon as
it's fucking awesome.
I don't know, he was talking about, like, there's people who are eating meat, and he's like, they're stupid, and it thinks it makes them stronger. And he's, like, looking down on people for, like, treating the world disrespectfully. He was, like, too righteous for me right off the bat, and I'm like, yeah.
It wasn't like that throughout.
That righteous.
Eating meat comment bothered me.
Huh? Did it bother you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the rest of the movie was not like that.
Oh, okay.
Just maybe small pieces, you know? It was okay.
Wait, he was just too righteous.
You didn't see the weird dog and think like, oh my god, this is probably going to be sick.
No.
That weird dog with scales? All these animals that didn't survive because they were being slaughtered by man. That's what he's talking about.
It's a bad
thing. They drive species to be extinct.
That's pretty.
By overrunning them.
Hello and welcome.
Anyway,
who directed it?
Darren Aronofsky. The Black Swan fucking...
Social Network?
No, that's...
I didn't see Swan.
Social Network is the same guy who did Gone Girl and...
Gone Girl was bad. Gone Girl was not bad.
You guys are crazy. I don't understand it.
You don't like movies, though. Like, there's not
I
one.
I do like movies.
The last movie that you liked was...
Wasn't Gone Girl like number one movie of the year?
Yeah, the last movie. The last movie that Chad liked was Fellowship of the Ring. It's the last one he went, it's a good movie.
It might be true.
No. Even Two Towers, you're like, eh.
No, I love that movie. Two Towers is great. Return of the King is, you know, kind of pushing it. Still good, but.
Why are your standards so high? Why can't you just be entertained?
Mission Impossible is really good.
No,
Mission Impossible 4?
Yeah.
The one we saw in theaters?
Ghost Protocol was fucking awesome.
No.
Are you Jim? Every Pixar movie was great.
What do you mean great? Because I watched really Finding enjoyed. Nemo. I watched it the other night with Jess. And I was like, it's okay. It's good. But I mean...
I'm excited to see Inside Out.
Finding Nemo was the first or second movie I saw with Shelby. The other
Finding Nemo was number 5 on the Orange One's top 5.
It's so... Yeah. I mean, like...
Is it? Yeah. No, it's not.
It might be number 4.
As a kid?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
it's top five. It's hurting now for like special effects. It doesn't look good.
Well, it's pretty old.
It's fantastic. Mm. Toy Story 1 still looks good.
No, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
No. It looks like Clone Wars.
It looks fine. It's just noticeable. That's what I would say.
Yeah. Even Toy Story 1, we're talking Monsters about Inc. here. Also looks really bad.
Yeah, Monsters Inc.
I think Monsters Inc. more than anything
because looks, like looks they bad. Tried so hard with Sully's hair.
Yeah,
they tried really hard.
The little girl's cute, but, like,
but look,
she kind of
well,
looks
at the
freaky
time
now. Monsters University, people didn't like. I love that movie.
Well, fuck
that was
that
just
movie.
Like
that
it
movie
was a
sucks.
Good. That's the thing. It's just like it's an entertaining
like
movie.
I like it a lot.
Honestly, I think watching a movie in the theater is the best experience to watching a movie.
Of course. Like, well, I don't know.
Think
it's
so.
it's there's a close second watching it alone 5 minutes after it's
comedy,
released.
Comedy, absolutely, I'll agree because for whatever reason, like. You watch something funny in a group of people and everyone laughs, you'll laugh more. And
that's
if
true.
You're watching it by yourself at home, you probably won't even smile. So,
yeah, a group of people is fantastic to watch.
But, like...
But the thing
anything
is,
I want to take seriously is better alone... Well, first of all, the best way to watch a movie is Blu-ray, surround sound on, like, low volume.
Not,
so you're not worried
not
about waking anybody up, and you have to be fucking gypped.
Why wouldn't you just take people out of the equation? Say, like, Home Alone.
Okay, yeah. Actually, the best movie I ever saw was Independence Day.
It's a world.
I was in a hotel room.
Not known for so long.
Like, I was in a hotel room.
Before Jess, all I did was smoke weed and watch movies by myself. I watched the entirety of How I Met Your Mother. Do you know how many seasons there are?
Seven. I think there's seven.
Seven or eight. And every single season is like 26 or 27 episodes. I watched all of
it. You watched that alone?
All of it alone, and it was really sad. Sometimes I cried.
That is sad.
Sometimes I cried.
True story.
Oh my god.
Jibbed, man. You know, I was going through weird times. Wanted
Workaholics is so crazy good. Like, it feels like it's all edited.
Really
edited well. Somebody is jibbed because like
it was that
I've only seen the one
episode that you gold. Showed me, and I was like, maybe I should watch this.
There's so many
and
gold.
It's really really funny.
Are you watching? What are you?
I'm watching season one.
Season one is solid.
That's what I was saying. It was the only one on Netflix.
I feel like there's so many distractions outside of the movie theater. Like, movie theater, you're not allowed to take out your phone. You're not allowed to talk. When you're at home and you're with another person, you're with like a group of couple people at
TJ.
Home.
TJ! Jesus Christ.
And watching a movie, you're taking out your phone, like you're fucking texting and shit. Like, this movie's good. You don't do that shit in the movie theater. And I think...
You don't have you're watching to do those movie, things, but I understand.
You don't have to do those things, but you do those things.
No.
The movie theaters
are
so loud that they, demand your attention.
The volume is a huge thing.
It's almost for the first
time. Have you noticed that Netflix only, it runs in stereo, right? And if you go volume too high, it starts to, like, the audio quality on Netflix is really bad. I think most people don't notice that.
I haven't noticed it, but I don't have a good surround sound system. I'm using the Bose speakers.
They're dope as fuck.
They are. Actually, you know what? They fucking rattle my basement.
Yeah. I want to get that to my arcade cabinet.
Dope.
Yeah.
Those two.
Well, I'm hearing it. But maybe it's just my settings. I don't know. How do you change your Netflix settings?
Settings.
Online.
No. There's no settings.
Do it on your PC.
Do it on the computer.
Yeah, you have all your settings on your account on your PC.
Really?
Yeah, because I got
to
get...
You changed the Dolby?
That's how I kicked all you guys... Well, I tried to kick all you guys off. Because you can actually, like, force boot everyone off. And then I changed my password and it worked for everyone except... For whatever reason, Doug still has
the Yeah, I didn't want to spoil it, but yeah, Doug survived the purge. I don't know how he did it.
Still using
Yeah, he's on Danfus
uses
right
it
now.
More than I do.
Are you fucking kidding?
Is he on your, like, has he set up his own Doug, like, account? You know how, like, you can
that
pick
would be
Max
great.
Or Lena? Yeah, it would be at least nice enough.
Jess has her own, so, like, the suggested picks are things that she's watched, so it's all, like,
Pride and Prejudice.
Gilmore Girls and bad
Gilmore
stuff.
Girls.
And then there's
Shelby is actually
all,
like sick. Like, she'll go Gilmore Girls season one, episode one to the end, and then switch to Friends, same thing, and then back to Gilmore Girls.
That
girl's fucked.
Ew.
Yeah.
Why does she watch bad shows? See, that's why you
can't.
Well,
it lasts like 7 or 8 months because she just puts it on before bed.
That's why you can't play games because, like you said.
She doesn't watch. I don't sit there and watch it with her.
I understand, but your gaming spot.
No, when she does that, it's in the bedroom.
Still.
My gaming spot, I'm fine watching television. I like watching TV with her. We talk about TV. We talk about stuff like...
The only thing Jess and I... we watch Ink Master, Big Brother, America's Got Talent.
Are you almost done with America's Got Talent?
Yeah,
because
I ever watch is the auditions, and then like if it's on and there's nothing else on, I'll watch it.
I'm falling off, man. There's just nothing new. Like, for a while, it was
that
like...
Did Uzair guy fall?
Is that the ladder guy? Yeah, he fell.
He fell fucking hard.
There's a ladder guy who fell?
There's this guy, he's like...
He climbs ladders, like just
like
a
just
standing
a
ladder.
Like, he'll go on it and he'll like wobble the legs to keep balance. And like, he had this ladder that was like 25 feet tall. And it's got like little pads on the top of it, like...
He was doing something with rings, like
trying
to figure it out.
He went to go put it around his foot and it caught on him. And he like, the ladder fell and went forward and he fell back. Like...
Wow!
Big fall. Ambulance came and everything. Like,
yeah,
yeah. And then you got
like,
voted through, even though you failed.
When I started watching that show, it was cool because like it's you know there's a American Idol, but it's all like you have to be between 25 and 30 or whatever, or even 20
too.
And 25, and you have to be like really hot or like you have to fit this model. And like, and America's Got Talent, it was like little kids or older people or like
everything.
It was everything. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And
I like in the beginning when
there was also the dance acts that integrated like technology.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I feel like is only
the Chinese
on America's
boys?
Yeah, yeah. And now every season has the same... Like, it's starting to get stale because everyone's trying to recreate the success of the previous season.
Yeah, there was that Chinese man who did that... I don't know if it was dances. Yeah, he kind of danced. And it did, like, the CG shit. And now everyone's doing that.
Do you know what Illuminate is? Was that the first ones who did the...
like, lit up the suit and dancing in the dark?
Yeah. So, like, they had lights on their suits. And then, like, based on the choreography, like... one guy's, like, suit would turn off entirely, so he'd be all black, but his arms would turn on, and, like, he would do, like, they would do, like, Mortal Kombat, like, moves and shit like that. So, like, they would do lasers and stuff with their arms.
They looked really cool. It was, like,
It's really weird. It's like all choreographed. And they won, and then every season since... Well, maybe it was the... I don't know which one. One of those won, and then every season since, it's been two or three of those.
There was that Chinese couple of singers.
Which show is this?
America's Got Talent.
Okay.
Yeah,
I did like Howard Stern for a long while though.
What's that?
Nothing But Strings. I watched like maybe four episodes in a row, and that's all I've ever seen. It was a
we're talking about black normal, violin duo.
Never heard of it.
They would violin and do rap or something like that. It was amazing. They went really far.
Nothing But Strings on America's Got Talent.
It might have been one of the other talent shows. I'm pretty sure it was that one. It was like early in the days when there was only so many shows.
This is season
pre X Factor.
Season 10.
I've only seen like,
but yeah, to close that, I'm falling off of it. I'm not really into it this year, and I probably won't watch it next season.
You should watch Ink Master on Spike.
Is that Miami Ink?
No, it's like a reality TV show. You'll get like 16 tattoo artists who come and like they'll have like a flash challenge where it's like
I get it.
Do this body art shit, and if you win it, you like do skull picks. You like get to. Say, like, you're tattooing this person, and the people will tell you, like, oh, I want this tattoo on my ribs. Like, that's going to be fucking hard to do, so we're going to give this shitty person that hard tattoo, and then they'll get voted off because they do a bad job. But it's, like, every single week you're getting to see, like...
Fuck, that sucks for whoever...
Some of the people get really bad tattoos. And now they have a show, like, a 30-minute show after that show called, like, Redemption, where they'll bring back people who have fucking, like, botched really bad tattoos, and they'll have, like... The person who got the bad tattoo, like, interview them and be like, we're going to give you a chance to, like, get another tattoo for free because we know it was shit and we're like, we're sorry that this happened to you. And then they go into the room and it's the same person who did their shit tattoo. And they're like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm going to kill you. And then they'll draw something and then they'll tattoo it on them.
It'll work
out. Fake bullshit or reality TV. But, I mean, you get to see a lot of tattoos and it's cool.
It's fake?
It is.
No, I don't think it's fake.
It is crazy how much reality TV is pretending to be reality.
What
and
the
not.
Hell? What are you doing here?
It's so fake.
Like things like Pawn Stars, where they've admitted
the
it's all
fakest
staged.
Fucking show. That show is horrible.
Why do they call, like? There's so many shows that are just like we're okay doing fake
they're,
stuff.
They're all actors.
No conscience. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're $5 right now. Trumbly, go get it. What?
It spoils actual good shows. Yeah. Like I almost
like
didn't
Alone.
Watch Alone because I hate reality TV because of that. Exactly.
What else is bad?
Well, that those are the only really like
American
network
Pickers?
TV shows I watch. Like there are some comedies that
I did that show
though. Have to watch,
yeah. And then I start to see the cracks, as you call it.
There's no Tricks. Like killer comedy right now. Like since The Office, there's nothing that I feel like I have to watch.
There's not really a lot of
Parks
TV.
And Rec was good, but like I was okay watching that season at a time.
That's why I'm saying like, hey, football
Workaholics,
season
league?
Starting like
league last season
football.
This year.
Oh yeah, the league.
Comedians in Cars.
Yeah, what
That's
was
really
that, Yuli?
You don't know what that is?
No idea.
It's awesome.
It's Crackle exclusive.
Let's say it's good.
And
Crackle's
and
free
Jerry
on your
Seinfeld
on your PS4.
Crackle,
yeah.
But it's commercials.
You watch? So wait, you watch one commercial at the beginning?
Is Crackle what's in
get up
it? What
get
I have
beer.
On my smart TV?
Yeah.
Orange?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's got Dragon's Den on it.
It's got Shark Tank.
Correct.
Wrong. There's a movie Same called thing. American Movie on Crackle, and it's awesome. It's reality.
I thought they were really bad, and there's very, very, very limited movies.
Yeah, comedians in cars getting coffee. It's just Seinfeld driving around in sweet cars going like, I like this car. I'm driving it. It's not his. It's like a
bunch. Yeah, he'll showcase the car and then pick up another comedian, and then they'll
and
just talk
and get
over
coffee. And hang out.
That Norm MacDonald thing that we watched in the car. What
Norm
the
MacDonald Live?
What the fuck was that, and where did you find it?
It's his YouTube show.
He's the weirdest, most unfunny person I've ever
there
seen.
Was some funny shit in there, but like he's
You're
so
crazy,
awkward. It felt like he was on like the most messed up drugs, just
yeah.
out of his mind.
I feel like he's
what
just,
are you watching?
No,
he watches
that's,
like,
that's his brand of comedy.
He has like a podcast, and it's like him
yeah.
and some guy, and they're like
heard that before.
It's you know YouTube. What? We watched a really weird show because they're reflecting on the previous first 9 episodes of their show or some shit like that.
It's like, if we did our 10th episode, we recapped our entire season. Like
the way it made fun of itself, like, it was so... The joke of that whole show, I felt like, was the fact that it was stupid to do a recap show.
We watched a recap show.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well...
Remember that time when that guy was on our show and we did that? Yeah, let's play that
clip. And then they show this clip and it's like very subjective to like what they were talking about during the show. Yeah. And out of context, you don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And it's just like... It was not funny. Like, I couldn't
It's like
even...
anxious comedy. Like, it's it not was funny, but...
But it was...
Well, I just watched an episode with Adam Sandler and it's like thoroughly entertaining. They talked about SNL and like and what Adam Sandler's up to this like these days and why he's not making like Happy Gilmore anymore.
Because he's like family man.
Yeah, it's really good. And it's like he'll often bring on comedians that he's fond of and they're not like the most entertaining people. Like
it's fucking Norm Kevin, McDonald's best lines.
Yeah, Kevin Nealon was... They talk about that fucking scene.
Really?
Yeah, Norm McDonald was anxious. Billy? He was anxious that he couldn't act drunk, so he just got drunk. So, like, he was just legitimately drunk on those scenes when he was supposed to be, like, a mess. And they talked about... Bob Saget was on it because he directed Dirty Work. So they talked about a lot
Bob
of that
Bob Saget directed Dirty Work?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
They talked about Artie Lang. Ooh, and like, yeah,
holy
man.
Shit.
It's pretty cool. So like what you do is you don't That's listen amazing. Every week, but you, it's kind of like the Nerdist podcast. You wait a couple months and then
fuck
go
the Nerdist,
back.
Man. That show sucks.
Well, I mean, you go back and find a guest that you like.
Is the Nerdist the,
I listened to that.
Joystick guys.
No, well, no, Nerdist I mean, like is the guy from
I haven't listened to the Nerdist.
Chris Hardwick. He's not cool.
I don't like him either. I hate his podcast.
He is absolutely like a fucking workaholic, man. That guy is spread thin. He's on everything.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, and he's on his podcast started like 3 years ago. And he's on episode like 400.
Did you guys sip? Bryan Cranston has been on like 9 times.
Yeah,
the guy's great episode, but like they're still good episodes. They have, but he does bring out a certain brand of comedy. Like he has like a,
I like that he'll ask nerdy questions.
They kind of like they play our jokes, like how we kill a joke.
Yeah,
but it's funny. His aren't funny. Like he kills a joke, but he does it in all the wrong ways.
He's like a neurotic comedian, like laugh, everyone laugh at what I'm saying, and like, and he just goes for laughs only, which can get annoying. But anyway, I don't like the podcast either. But every couple of months, I'll go on and try and find somebody that I'm interested in, like one of his guests. No thanks. You know what? I will do that.
Yeah.
Find one of his guests, and Oscar Isaac was just on. He talked about Ex Machina. He talked about Star Wars. He talked about X-Men. Like,
he's just an X-Men too.
Yeah, he's Apocalypse.
The Bugalypse.
He's Apocalypse.
He's Apocalypse.
Anyway, someone take the mic.
Should we do the intro?
Do it at the end. I say this every time.
Alright. Not in 5 minutes. I don't have much else to say about
TV. Hey, I'll talk about Zio Drifter. It's like a 5-hour, kind of fun, like
about an hour.
Not really challenging, love letter to Metroidvania-style gameplay.
So, I don't know why, but just the name of it reminded me of, like, it's a Geometry Wars game.
No. It's you run around. It's exactly Metroid. You level up certain weapon types. You level up your health. Nice. You level up.
Not yet.
You get different abilities. So, like, you'll hit a wall, and you'll see something literally on the other side of that wall. And it's a side-scroll, and you're like, oh, I can't get through that.
Because I don't have the blue one yet.
Yeah, I must need a better gun, or I must need a new ability, and then you unlock the abilities. And if you dive in, it's about a 4-hour experience.
It's a cool.
Is it free?
Upgrade system.
It's free. Yeah, it's Metroid.
Like
you can change
the firing.
Yeah.
Like how you want your gun to shoot.
Yeah, and you can select really cool. three different mixes of them.
Is that one of the free games this month or something?
Yeah,
I got annoyed with the fucking tunes though. Like,
oh, really?
I can't play this shit anymore.
Well, gotta play low volume, man.
TJ, have you...
Just put on some other thing. Hey, hold on. Did you guys get Geometry Wars 3 when it was fucking free?
No.
Play it?
No.
Oh. When was it free?
Yeah, I didn't know.
It was free like 2 months ago on PS Plus.
Oh, no.
I had no idea. It must have been when I was like a lull.
Yeah.
Geometry Wars can't be that good.
It is so good. TJ fucking played it.
He did. TJ played a lot of it.
TJ and Adam, like,
Dan, you're
TJ's
in the other room. Some,
it is. It's an amazing game.
How am I in the other room?
It is an amazing game.
It is a perfect version of that game.
Yeah, it's like high score chase. You ever want to fucking play games?
Dude, we had so much fun with that game.
Yeah.
We didn't even max out its potential.
The best memories of me being in this house the past year was playing Geometry Wars.
I feel like I would believe you if you said Resogun.
Resogun. Fuck, is nuts. Wow.
But it is good. You say Geometry Wars, and I'm not quite there with you.
Well, we all played Resogun because it was at the beginning of the generation. It was free. You know what I mean? Dan didn't play, so it was only Chad and I, you know?
Same thing.
Right.
So I was saying an annoying sound in a game. I didn't want to lose my train of thought.
Oh, yeah.
You got Quiet, right? In Metal Gear?
Yeah, I got her now.
Do you have her as a buddy yet?
I played one mission with her as a buddy.
Snitch! Did you hear her?
Shava!
No.
When you, like, you dispatch her to...
She
doesn't talk.
Listen, when you have your dog, your dog follows you, like, right by your side. Or when you have your horse, you can just, like, whistle and your horse comes to you. But you, like, go to your map, you have to, like, go to, like, buddy support, request buddy, so it's, like, menu, sub-menu, another sub-menu.
They're called buddies?
Yeah.
The buddies!
The buddies get out! So you gotta go, like, two sub-menus to, like, have her be where you want her to be. And, like, she'll go to, like, an outpost or a certain spot on the map and she'll, like, snipe. Like, or she'll mark guys for you. But the whole time she does it, she's humming.
Oh.
And it doesn't stop. Like,
when you zoom in on her to shoot her in the battle, she hums.
Yeah, she's like...
Spoiler!
I've heard the hum. Sorry.
She's, like, literally, like, if you use her as a buddy and you have her in your zone...
You have to kill Ghost? Is that her name?
Her name's Quiet.
Quiet.
And no, you don't kill. You fight her originally. Now that TJ's played it, I can finally actually explain how it happened for me, like how plutonically it happened. It was amazing.
You mean organically?
Word? Yeah, plutonically is not a word. But
it is plutonically a word.
Well, fuck your balls.
Bionically.
How bionically it worked?
Bionically it
happened.
Yeah, she hums the whole time you have her, so it's just like she's on your. She's on your
biblionically.
The calm, I guess, and it's just like, ooh. Like, and it doesn't stop, and it's the same clip.
Shup!
Yeah,
like can you hear it cut?
No. Oh, like the come in? Yeah.
No, I mean like the clip cut.
No.
When it restarts.
It's not that fast, but it's really annoying.
Ooh, plutonic.
Oh, biblionically.
It's like, I love you, love, plutonically.
Of love or friendship. Intimate and affectionate, but not sexual.
That kind of works. Oh, plutonically, like if you have a...
TJ, I'm biblionically.
I love you, but not in that way.
Yeah.
TJ, will you share
organically
that monster with me biblionically?
Like, my friendships with you.
They're plutonically. Like, I love
plutonically.
You guys, but I don't want to fuck you. Well, I found her and I didn't want to fuck her either, so I mean, technically... No, she kind of looks like a man with big...
How plutonically she comes about in
the
game?
So, there's this one area, like, it's in the top of the map that there's, like, a choke point. You can't get into it except for one spot. Like, you can't get around
it. It bottlenecks you into, like, an archway.
Choke point.
So, you get into it, and, like, I'm just going to a side mission. Like, you'll have... You look at your map, and you'll have, like, these blue circles. And it'll be, like, in this zone is where you're going to do this side mission. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do some side missions, and I'm running up to this one, and I go through the spot where I've never been before, and when an enemy sees you, it does that, like, wee! And, like, it turns your camera if you hold, like, the left trigger, and I'd look over, and I'm, like, scanning, like, who the fuck sees me? Like, what's happening right now? And I got sniped off my horse.
It's got off the horse. It's got the sniper symbol,
that's
so you know it's far.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm just running along randomly, and all of a sudden it's just, wee! And I'm like, no warning whatsoever. I'm like, who the fuck sees me? Like, what's happening? I just see, like, a reticle off in the distance, like a little glisten, like in the mountains way far away, and like shoots me off my horse, and then Snake like climbs over and behind this small wall, and then the battle starts. Like, you're in it. And luckily I had a sniper rifle at the time, so we had like a sniper fight. Like, if you didn't, you'd have to chase her and shoot her with like whatever gun.
No, you can't. Really cool. When you get near her, she runs, disappears, and goes far away.
That's
you have to drop your sniper rifle or develop it at that time, which is insane.
I had one on me at the time, so it was like, okay. Like,
shot a rocket at her. She just poof,
gone.
Yeah,
that's sweet.
And then I left and came back to the mission later.
So you beat her, and then does she talk?
You
never Fulton her, and oh, she doesn't talk.
What happens? No, you like pick her up on your shoulder and get her in the helicopter.
Dave Fulton.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right.
Dave Fulton is in this game.
Yeah. But just the way the fight was supposed to be, like,
another 45 minutes.
No, but you would, like, see her way off in the distance.
About Dave Fulton for 45
You snipe her and then, like, show...
Andy Fulton installed my fucking patio.
She goes invisible and runs away. Like, she turns invisible and runs really fast, so you see, like...
Like Resident Evil?
Like a supersonic kind of look.
I Fulton, Andy Fulton to my mother base, and he made a fucking...
Half-pipe in my backyard.
Expansion.
All right, yeah, Metal Gear is great, Dan.
Don't do that.
I believe it's fucking amazing.
That's exactly why I want you guys to play the games that I like, so we can have a discussion about it.
Yeah, you can't get mad for playing games.
Play games that I like. How about that?
I don't want to play Rogue.
Well, then leave it.
Battlefield Night Ops.
No.
Night Ops sounds awesome, by the way.
No, it doesn't. It's just dark.
Really?
And you can't see anything.
Thanks, buddy.
Same maps at night.
Same map. So play Battlefield in the dark, otherwise you won't be able to see.
Singular. Singular.
Play that with your lights on in the room.
What?
Play the Night Op.
Hey, I played that with it was a 64 player conquest map. So it was huge, but there were only 5 people in the server.
Okay. And that's all I gotta say about that.
That's good.
It was 2v3, and it was
terrible.
No, it was fucking incredible.
Chad's highest honor.
Chad's favorite thing is running through an open field for 40 minutes. And sees
no,
one
it's
person.
So it's literally pitch black.
Oh, it's so much fun!
It's pitch black, and all you have is a
pistol.
Buddy, there should be like License to Kill pistols in Battlefield.
It is hardcore.
Gorm gun.
License to Kill was one bullet kills.
Yeah, or Golden Gun was one
wah,
bullet.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
No, but Golden Gun. There was only one Golden Gun. TJ,
you can do that. You can make custom servers.
Whoever had it.
Why don't we have
that's what I'm suggesting.
I wish you guys were all into Battlefield as much as I was.
No one in the world is into Battlefield like you are anymore.
Yes. Holy fuck. There's millions of people that
are.
Oh,
this
is
all. I jump into
game.
A party and you and Kyle, this is all I hear. This game fucking sucks. It's bullshit.
Hey, is there a new HBO show? A new.
Yeah. Westworld.
No, but that's not out yet.
No.
It's there yet. Oh, I'm thinking of Fear the Walking Dead.
That show's really bad. I've seen 2 episodes, and they were the worst TV series shows.
You're so
check out this
dumb
suit.
Sometimes.
You guys are fucking stupid. It's a cool sick, concept yeah? that was executed
I saw your Max one. You don't have to
miserably.
You sent it to us.
You hear me? Cool concept executed what miserably.
Why?
Darkseid.
Oh.
The worst actors, the worst acting, the worst
Jesus.
Possible directing you could get.
What is a director? What does a director do?
Oh, shit. I shot him, and now he's getting up. Back him up.
No one says that.
Oh, go get him again. He's standing and walking at you.
No one says that. What are you doing?
Go get him again. It happens in the fucking episode. And that was like the big, oh, this is it.
You described what happened, but there's no redneck the whole time.
There's no redneck or black person. Like, what was that? That you're... Oh, you're being
oh,
like,
shit,
that
you're bringing him over. Get him again. Oh, get him again.
He's coming at you.
He's coming at you.
Get him again.
Okay, that's what it was. And the Packy Dad driver, Packy Stepdad, is sitting there going, what's going on? This guy does, he knows. He's just had a couple of drugs before. And he knows it's okay.
Yeah, that's exactly he's what he's it. Thinking.
The
what's going
worst
on?
Fucking series. Everybody, just, they're zombies.
Buddy, that pack
we
has
gotta
been
get
good
out.
Since... Fucking
show will be
True Lies.
Season one.
That
he's
pack's
in True
been
Lies?
That pack's been solid since True Lies. He's
he
one of the only
packs in True Lies.
Yeah, he was. He was the bad
he's
guy
bad
in True
guy.
Lies.
No.
Oh yeah, he was.
$50.
I'll bet you $5.
$5.
$5.
$5.
He's the bad guy in True Lies.
Hold on,
you
I'm
owe
finding
me.
Him. I'm finding
$5 right now, Dan. Look it up, cause he's about to give me $5 on it.
I'm trying to think.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Fear the Walking Dead, find the actor.
Does look like him.
I think Joe knows.
It's racist that you don't know that he's in fucking True Lies.
I'm still standing against it.
He's in True Lies.
His name is Cliff Curtis.
Actually, if you're wrong, I'm calling you racist for thinking all black people look the same.
He's best known for Live Free and Die Hard, Training Day. Hold on.
Look it up. True Lies, he's the bad guy.
True Lies is what year? Like
so long ago.
95?
He's in Collateral Damage. We're getting away.
2000.
That's another one.
He was the pack.
He's in Hercules.
Shit! Hold on.
Keep going.
He's not in it.
bullshit.
I'm just gonna search.
Racist! Racist who owes me $5.
Hold on.
That's fucking bullshit.
Now you are a racist.
You don't even know who you're looking up right now.
Search up True Lies.
I am looking at True Lies.
Joe is this week's biggest racist.
It doesn't look like him at all.
I'm looking for a pack.
Lies.
Are you talking about this guy? That's not him.
It's not him at all, right?
Let me see
him.
Let me see him.
It's him. That's not him. What's his name?
Art Malik.
Art Malik. Darth Malik.
Here's another one.
And he actually is a Paki dad. He's from Pakistan.
Yeah, I know he is.
He's from... Wow, what? How do you... You know that word.
They honestly do look alike, though.
Where he's from.
Let me see it.
Bahawalpur? I don't know.
That's racist.
Bahawalpur, Pakistan.
I want to see it.
It's just his Bahawalpur.
So, wait a minute, though. What movie did I see this guy in?
Nope. It's the capital.
I will accept your $5 right now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
In the form of whiskey.
Let's go get fucking Zaw.
Alright.
Did you guys hear about the Bloodhound, Kojima?
What about Kojima?
There was a countdown on this website talking about something called Bloodhound, and it...
Bro, he's making a Wii U exclusive.
It was associated with Kojima somehow, and the countdown ended like an hour ago.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, load it up.
I just checked it, and it said, there was a countdown here, and now it's gone.
That's a Kojima
fake.
Perfect thing.
I hate Kojima, man.
No, I think it was fake.
You know what a weird thing is in that game?
I was excited for Kojima, though.
I haven't seen it yet, but I just had listened to Cheap Ass Gamer, and they were saying it was Chibi's birthday, and he played Metal Gear on that day, and he was just doing a random mission, and like...
I might have been thinking of Collateral Damage. Maybe. Another Arnold movie.
Maybe. But when you, like, you'll finish a mission, bitch. And you'll get into your helicopter and be like, Snake, you gotta get back to Mother Base right now, like, get here now, and you go there... And, like, it shows a video of, like, Snake coming out of the helicopter with his gun, like, ready to fuck shit up. And, like, everybody comes out and, like, sings happy birthday to you, and there's a birthday cake on, like, the player's birthday.
Wow!
So much stuff. I was listening to
that
episode.
That's fucking incredible.
Talking about how deep the game is.
How did you do that?
And it just reminded me of all of these things that I'll never tell you guys that are so, just...
Why don't you want to tell me?
I have an update.
I can't remember them at the time. It's just like all these mini experiences. Like, wow, they fucking did that. They did this. They did this. All this shit I'll never do in the game. We talked about decoys.
It's just gonna be a different.
I'll never use decoys. Probably the box. The idea of moving into the middle of a base in the box. They probably built so much around that. And I'm like, I'm not inclined to use it.
I don't use them either. I haven't even bought. I bought the first one. I've never purchased.
Me too.
One.
Me too. But it's probably really cool. You probably like get like you're talking about like
it's classic Metal Gear. Like it's what
yeah,
you
yeah. yeah. Metal Gear 2.
But I thought it was just a stupid box, like a homage to the box concept, right?
No, like but there's different camo boxes that are like more like you're more susceptible to be hidden.
Right. And the idea of using it in a way where you leave the box and they investigate it, or
yeah,
you
can dive out of it and it stays where it's at.
Yeah, like that's.
I have an update of where I know that guy from, and it's Three Kings. Not True Lies.
Is he one of the Three Kings?
No.
Him, Jamie Foxx.
Maybe you're wrong.
No, I was wrong. I thought it was True Lies.
My name's Joe Maria. I'm wrong.
My name is Joe Maria, and I owe Chad $5 because I thought that he was in True Lies, but he was in. Well, we don't need to shake again, but I'll shake your hand. And, but I was thinking of. I was thinking of Three Kings, which is also a movie that he is in.
You are a gentleman and a $5 ower to me.
Ha!
Do you have any idea how easy it's going to be to give you $5?
Yes.
I will do it without a breath.
He'll do this.
Do you think money means anything to you?
You think money means a fucking thing right now?
I
would have
had your $5, but
what's
I
a $5 bill?
Card.
What's that?
I mean, $5, but I got $3 right now.
Buddy, I got, what, bag of chips, two monsters last fucking week? Looks like you chose the $5 this week.
Like me.
I think I got whiskey this week. Last week, though. Ooh, playing favorites?
No, I'm not playing favorites, but, I mean...
Was that the bottle from last week?
That's what I'm saying. We are happy to share more than $5 worth of goods every time we see each other.
Did you already drink that whole bottle from last week?
No, it was a joke.
Or was it?
I've been fucked every night.
I kind of, honestly, I think that you do that, because, like, you get...
You guys think I'm that wasted all the time?
Yeah.
I helped Chad move that bookshelf, crazy, and he's like, do you want a drink or something? I was like, yeah, I'll have a drink. And we both had whiskey on ice.
Why?
We had rock glasses full of whiskey on ice.
It's gross.
Half full.
They were half full, to be honest.
That's disgusting. Like, I know it's
cool. Oh, shut up, Dan.
Please tell me how cool it is to be, like, fucking madman. and to drink your whiskey.
Joe was in his business suit, and we were fucking tearing apart this arcade cabinet.
Yeah. Chad had his hot fucking pregnant wife out there talking about it, and we were like, don't worry about it, girl. It's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Who wants to come over?
Buddy, we were fucking men that night.
You closing it?
Yeah.
Keep a wide open skate on it.
It'll explode.
No, it won't. It'll rise.
It'll explode.
It'll rise and spill.
Do you know what explode means?
Yeah. It will grow out of the walls. And it will break your walls.
Goes up.
It will break your walls.
Path of least resistance.
Up. It will break your
walls. It's not good for the pool. I'm not saying it is, but it won't break the
walls. It will break your walls.
You gotta empty it completely.
Break the walls down!
It freezes anyway, man. Like, you put a fucking cover on it, it'll still freeze.
If they empty it, you drain the water.
You don't drain it all, but you go...
Yeah, and that's why
it... And all that water rises when it freezes.
Instead of breaking the bottom of the walls. Okay, well, listen, your logic, right? Let's tell me this.
Riddle me.
If you keep it at 4 feet or 5 feet, it'll break the walls, right? But when you lower it to 2 feet, does it break the walls at the 2 foot mark?
It's underground at that point.
No, it is not. You have an above ground pool.
No, I have a half and half pool.
Is it half and half? Guy.
You think you're jumping 4 feet over my wall?
Even then, if it's underground, what's the difference?
Obviously, it goes up the path of least resistance.
No. My parents,
even if it's underground, the walls are from underground to above ground. Wait, so you're saying like the weight of the like the land,
because there's a
that's what drain travel
bottom,
up,
and there needs to be water going down to the bottom. I don't know if you have a drain at the bottom of your pool. No, right?
No.
So they leave like 3 feet in there, and the pool still cracks every year. By the way,
what?
Because
what
it's cracks? A cement pool. And, the freezing of the cement causes it to contract and crack. You put water in there, it's going to freeze all your pipes, and your pipes are going to crack.
Yeah, I do have...
It's a crazy place.
I do have... there's my pump that's behind the shed. And the
But you have pipes an in-ground pool. Underneath
the shed. And if I don't drain the water out of those, they'll freeze and crack the pipes underneath. So
he still has to have no water in the pipes, so because they won't crack in the winter. I don't know if you should leave any water. I feel like you shouldn't leave any in the pool.
His pool does not have pipes.
I just opened my pool.
It does have pipes.
There's no pipes in the bottom of the pool.
There is a filter.
There's not pipes. There's not a hole in the bottom of my pool, but where the filter is...
Yeah, there's no pipes.
There are pipes.
Pipes go to the pump and back from the pump to the pool.
I have two pipes that go under the pump. You can't see... Or underneath the pool.
How do you think water filters?
How high above ground are those pipes?
Okay, there's...
Probably at the top of
the pool's this high.
Yeah, they're at the top of the fucking pool.
They're right here.
Yeah, but you have to drain your pool. You have to do whatever because the pipe's at the bottom.
I wish I had my barbells here so I can go see his pipes.
No, we have pipes at the top that come back in that we drain.
Okay, can we end this or I'm just going to leave?
We can argue about mad again. Pools.
No, I'm not getting mad. I need to get going because I have to sleep.
I have to sleep too. But I ain't sleeping for another...
Oh.
2 hours.
Did you just write that to Zach now?
Yeah.
He saw it.
What is his comment?
I asked him anything he wanted to talk about this week. He said nothing. And I just asked him again.
Zach, we're recording.
Hey, hold on. Let's talk about fucking Destiny. For a bit.
Oh, no.
A little bit. Did you update? You must have updated it because you couldn't play it without it.
Okay, he says.
What?
You got some.
I'm at a real live Destiny pub event and my brain.
The guy is on lives there right there. Right there. Taken King.
I'd like to hear your impressions of Destiny 2.0 so far. So
Voice!
Crucible is so much improved in my opinion.
He's fucking there right now. What a lucky guy.
He's living it. He's living it in Tacoma, Washington.
Damn. Listen, Zach. We're in LaSalle, Ontario, drinking in Chad's garage. I played it a little bit. I liked the guy's voice. It was kind of weird at first. I was like, holy shit, new guy.
It's not even that different, though.
No, but he's still... I feel like there was still a director. A director saying, like, hey, pretend you're this robot. He sounds more like C-3PO now, though. That's all. He doesn't sound like Peter Dinklage, but the delivery is the exact same.
Peter Dinklage... He's very, very inconsistent. There are times where things that he say are just fine. Like, he sounds like it fits. And then there are times where he's just Peter Dinklage talking, and they put a robot voice over it, and it's, like, really bad.
Yeah.
And then now, the shit that I've seen...
They had a Nolan comparison North? On... Yeah.
You gotta give it to Dinklage, though. Like, it's... The presentation... You know what? Like, he was almost overacting for voice acting. Like emphasizing on, like,
we've awoken the hive.
Yeah, well, I mean, like the new Nolan North, it's much more subtle. Like, he just kind of says it, but it's very.
You watched the same video I did then.
No, I played the game. It's very C-3PO.
Wait,
it's very C-3PO. But yeah,
the coolest thing about that game is that it's more like Diablo now. That's what it is.
Well, right? The best part is like every time you go into a mission, it's like, what's the payoff? It's experience.
Exactly. You get experience to upgrade your level, and you just get higher and higher and higher.
Yeah, but at this point, like if you jumped off when I did, and you're like, you know what, I'm going to get back into Destiny.
I didn't even play the raid. Nothing. You played the raid.
You can go ahead and play the raid. But like aside from that, like, there's nothing more for you to dive into.
Like, there's still an update to come out for Taken King.
No, I have the update for Taken King.
No, you don't.
I promise you I do.
You do not. There's a new update for Taken King.
Yeah, I did download it yesterday.
There's a 2.0 that came out Tuesday.
Yeah, I downloaded that yesterday.
And there's a new update when Taken King comes out on Tuesday. Jesus.
Did I sneeze on you?
Yeah. Anyway, I
sneezed up and I was like, wait, that's probably rated
shower. I downloaded a massive update yesterday and played it.
It's different when Taken King comes out.
No, it's not.
I'm out of this!
Unless you pay fucking $40, no, the game is the same. It just shows you all this shit and says, hey, give us $40.
Does it actually show you the new maps and stuff?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It shows you the spots on the little planets and says, $40, please.
So did you actually upgrade through experience?
I went from a 24 to a 25 just by playing.
Okay.
And, I mean, I played the game.
Well, maybe it has begun.
Do you want to play the
one
game?
1 week free. Well, I've been trying to tell you that. What do you mean? No, I can't play Taken King maps.
We might have to play Destiny.
Oh, we're playing the 12th is tomorrow. Game.
And that's 1 week before the 19th, right?
15th. 1-5.
Is there something else that comes out?
Tuesday.
On Tuesday?
Okay, it's a week free. I read that somewhere.
Oh, boy.
That's what Zach's talking about. Destiny 2.0. It's
so out. If I go on
2.0, line Tuesday, 2.0, the update is out right now.
So if I go online Tuesday, I can play the Taken King maps.
No,
you can play them today, is my understanding.
No, you can play Destiny 2.0 today.
What the fuck's the leveling system?
I promise you. Yeah, the leveling system's stupid. Different.
I thought you got the maps changed.
No, you can't get. You don't get the maps.
No, I heard there was maps out Tuesday. For a week.
No, there's not.
Oh,
I was under that impression as well.
I played yesterday.
Absolute lies.
True lies.
$5 for me. True Lies is the best movie of all time.
Zach, we'll have more on Taken King next week.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna play it.
Zach, you guys have, play
it? I'm gonna play it, I think.
I'll play it with Zach. Oh, fuck, I'd love to play
Fano,
with Zach.
Fano, both of you too.
Fano won't.
Holy shit, playing
not
games
right now.
Money.
Fano, a few months.
Fano is on there at least once a week.
What's that? What's he counting? How many times I promise I play Destiny?
The 15th word is the last word I will say on this episode.
Okay. You need to just say all range mode out. All right, now's your chance. Say whatever you want to Joe, and he won't respond. Just keep recording.
Joe likes bad games. He doesn't play good games. He's never played a good game in his life. All
right.
I'm just kidding. I'm only saying that because we had a conversation earlier. Joe plays
Are
games.
We done?
Yeah, I guess.
Destiny 2.0, I'm playing it. I'm downloading it. I'll play it with everybody.
Zach, I'll see you Tuesday, my friend.
Yeah, I'm excited to play that game, and I can't wait for you guys to stop playing Metal Gear so we can play good games again.
You're fucking gayest one.
Battlefield 4, I am there. That's all I'm saying.
I'll never play Battlefield again.
Anything but Battlefield 4, and I'm there.
Fuck off, TJ.
It sucks.
I still play Battlefield 4, just not every day.
It sucks.
Every week.
It doesn't suck.
It snarks. Orange Mode out. Cock a little figgit.
Ify.
Kiki. Kiki Liu Figgy.
I'm Chad.
I'm TJ.
And I'm Dan.
I'm going home.
Give us your
this
feedback.
This is what Joe wants. And I'm Joe. All range mode out. That was really good.